An Arizona business is bucking the recession by offering to take kids off parents' hands for a few hours. Game Truck is a mobile video arcade that offers high-tech parties in the back of air-conditioned trailers that come to your home. And this summer, business is hot. Arizona Public Radio's Jillian Ferris-Cole reports.
Timbo Roeder is celebrating his 11th birthday with 16 friends and a fierce game of Halo 3.
Run!
The boys sprawl out on a long leather sofa under blue LED party lights, game controllers in hand. They are completely sucked into the alien shootout and heavy metal music blasting from four enormous TVs in front of them. 11-year-old partygoer Quentin Zapata explains the game the boys are playing.
Halo is about Spartans and elites. Spartans are not friends with the elite. They had to team up to defeat the Halo, which wiped out every last Spartan except for one.
Today, Quentin is excited to be the last Spartan standing, but he's even more excited about playing Halo 3 for the first time with more than one other person, which is how he plays it at home.
It's awesome!
And it's cold inside the 50-foot game truck, which is one of the business's selling perks, especially on a day like today, where it's 115 degrees in the shade at the Roeder family home in Tempe.
I sometimes describe it as like your dream living room on wheels.
That's 43-year-old Scott Novus, founder of Game Truck. A longtime video game designer and arcade lover, Novus says the idea for the business came to him in a flash at a friend's party.
It was a 36-year-old friend of mine dragging an Xbox off to a LAN party in a garage. The hassle of setting all that up to sit in a garage for a week and play the game, and it was like light bulb. What if we made that effortless for people? What if we made it all you had to do was show up and play?
So Novus designed a custom air-conditioned trailer that he could pull with his pickup truck and decked it out with the latest video game technology. His initial investment in 2006 was about $100,000 for one truck. Since then, Game Truck has turned into a multi-truck, multi-state franchise, with each rig pulling in about $10,000 a month. A two-hour party, like Timbo's, costs about $300.
We call it a mobile video game theater. We've got the best sound, the best controllers, the best TVs. There's just never an excuse not to play.
But since the average American kid indulges in about 7 hours of screen time every day, this new business begs the question, is it okay to make money by putting kids on their rear ends for another few hours? Scott Novus says absolutely.
What we really focus on is what we call social video gaming. The energy level inside the truck is fantastic. The kids are jumping around, they're interacting.
There's definitely excitement at Timbo Roeder's Game Truck party, but there isn't really too much physical activity to speak of. From his spot in the middle of the leather couch, Timbo says he actually wanted a sportier-type birthday.
My original idea was paintball, but then it was too expensive, so I went with Game Truck.
It's also too hot for paintball. Imagine what shape Timbo's party guests would be in after running around the desert at high noon in full military-style gear. As it is, Timbo says he's already wiped out from too much pizza and soda.
I feel like sitting on the couch and watching TV.
And though Timbo has all the time in the world for a nap, Game Truck still got work to do. It has three more parties to throw before the end of the day. For NPR News, I'm Jillian Ferris-Cole in Tempe.